This is Beverly doing a radio document about how to achieve your dreams and your goals in that dream. When I was little, at first I thought I started getting into the dramatic arts, creativity side. And I started in high school. I auditioned for a play called The Wizard of Oz as a Munchkin, which involved a lot of
Coco, I have a
singing and
feeling we're
acting
not
and
in Kansas
dancing. I fell in
anymore.
love with it
You
all.
must be over the
And
rainbow.
that was like my first time
Now,
I ever did any of those.
I know we're not in Kansas.
And I continued pursuing singing, acting, and dancing through high school. I was in a choir. I would play at shows. And yeah, I would sing to people. And it was a lot of fun. After high school,
Can't forget
things started to change
all the
again,
moments
and my
with
interests started to
you.
change once again. But
Then
I was still interested in
I
acting and singing.
realized
So
life
I
was
continued
so deep
to
inside.
follow that
Cause
dream.
we did,
I
cause every day,
got myself into
every night,
film school,
I keep
but I had no idea
looking up
that
at
I had
skies,
to,
and now I pray
it was a
that
private school,
someday
and I didn't know you
you
had to
would
pay
be my
a lot of
all,
money to just be in
and
that
we'll never
school.
end.
So I had to drop out,
We
which
belong
was
together.
really
Ooh, we said
not
forever. Just
really
call
a bit
my
upsetting,
name,
because I always
call my
wanted to
name there.
Start an acting career, but I felt like
I'll
it was too
be
overwhelming, and
there.
there was a lot of people there that were better than me, had better experience than me, and I was just there like a rookie. So I took a break from all the acting and just took like acting classes for fun, and then after that, yeah, I took a break again. And then I finally found a volunteer position at Regent Park Focus for youth. And I volunteer now at Regent Park Focus. And I volunteer because I really enjoy doing anything related to media or anything creative, such as like acting, singing, or whatever is in that genre. And I always wanted to try things new. So I tried mostly anything like interview, whether it's interviewing someone from the streets, blogging, or anything just related to media. I enjoy it. And that's when I found out that my dream was to be in the media field. I may not be the best singer, best actress out there, but I know for sure that this dream is just starting. So if my dream was to be in the media field, my original dream was to be a musician because I also enjoy writing and doing journalism and songwriting. I started songwriting when I was 12, and I still songwrite. And then as I grew up, my interest started changing, and I started getting interested in media, in the media field, whether it's interviewing someone, blogging, newscasting, anything related to media, because I really wanted that, and I really wanted to achieve it, and because I really do enjoy the experience in talking and working with people and learning from them. And yeah, just getting out of my comfort zone and being more confident in speaking, public speaking, because I always have trouble speaking when I was younger because I was way too shy and I was kind of afraid to talk to people because I was really shy. I was that shy. But now that I'm getting into the media field and gaining more self-confidence, I feel like the dream is just starting, and I have achieved it, but I'm still learning. I'm still taking those baby steps. I'm still climbing up that ladder, and I really hope that someday that this I will find a job related to media, whether it's probably interviewing someone or interviewing my favorite celebrities. That would be a really a big dream come true. I'm here with Ramley.
I wanted to be an astronaut. Well, like, I found out that it would take a long time, and it's very hard to get into it. Like really, really hard. Like, less than 5% or less than 3% of the population or people who get into it made it. Also, you had to have 20/20 vision, so, you know, if you have glasses, you're in trouble. When I was in grade 10, I actually, like, researched a lot about it. And then, like, I actually built one of those, like, space rocket, those Endeavor, those the latest space rocket with, like, 3 stages of boost. And I was just, like, really looking into, like, which school I needed to go to accomplish that dream. And then, like, when it came to grade 12, I decided not to pursue that and went with something else. One of my goals in life is to be a pilot someday, so just, like, as a recreational pilot. Like, it's not the same as being an astronaut. Like, I know that one day you'll be able to take space trips to space. And that's, like, something that one of my goals is just to experience zero gravity. My first advice is to make sure you have a support network. Like, have mentors around you. You have your peers to help you make sure that you're on the right path to pursuing that dream. If you don't have a mentor related to field, like, you can just find it on LinkedIn. That's actually a good resource. Or you can ask your friends, your family members for a mentor. Second thing I would suggest is, like, really look into it. Really, like, dig into who you are, what you're about, and figure out, like, why you want to pursue. Like, that's the biggest question is why. Yeah. Why are you pursuing this dream? Because, like, anybody who's ever tried to pursue a dream has wanted to quit. There will be a point in that pursuit for that dream where you want to quit. And if you don't know the why, and you're not strong on the why, you're not very firm on the why, you're gonna give up. So you need to know why, and then once you know it, you write it down, you need to be sure. And the very last thing I would suggest is to just really look into it. Once you know the why, just go for it. I think a lot of people, they overanalyze things. Once you have the why, go for it. Just try it. You're gonna learn, even though if you don't end up changing the why or the dream, you're actually gonna learn a lot.
Okay, I am here with Mia.
Well, when I was young, you know, growing up, I've always loved animals. I thought I was gonna be a veterinarian, but then it's funny because, you know, growing up, my mom says that in Canada, it's quite expensive to be a vet, right? And even you have to have your own office. So despite of that, you know, I end up in nursing, but life is funny because you don't always end up to what you want. But then I end up as an immigration consultant, and it turned out to be my passion. So sometimes in life, you don't always get what you want, but what you get what you need. Honestly, I never had law background. I thought that I couldn't do it because it's not my interest. But you know how they said life starts from the end of your comfort zone, like outside of your comfort zone, right? So I think that's a big step and a good challenge for me, because usually most people, they tend to do things in their own comfort zone. For about my case, my parents pushed me to do something like not my usual, but then it's funny because it ended up to be something that I love. So I'm really looking forward to be successful and to help a lot of people and just share the blessing. Well, it's a fast-paced course, and there's a lot of challenges, especially when you don't have any background in law. So there's a lot of changes, lots of adaptability in the environment. It's a lot of hard work, and you know how they said, right? Hard work always beats talent, which I strongly agree, because still to this day now, I'm still quite surprised I'm able to get where I am right now. But also the help with friends and family and teachers, and as well, like, to God, I thank God for everything, for the blessing and for the support. So, and also, if there's a will, there's a way, and nothing is impossible in life. Well, I'm almost there, and I'm still learning, you know. Sometimes when you're so established in life, it's still, you're still not really in the end where you know everything. Everything in life, it's there a learning process, right? And as human, we never really get content. You know, we tend to want to have, right? But then, you know what they say, parents knows what's best for you. So I just did it anyway. But then I realized that my whole family came here through immigration. And I noticed that a lot of people here that migrated in Canada have been struggling to come here and get the opportunity and even find a job. So I feel like I just want to return the blessing. You know, I never expected that I would be able to pass it and meet a lot of good people that would help me in the future. So I feel like, you know, I need to help a lot of people to help them make their dreams come true, like mine too, right? So again, it go back to like sharing the blessing and help a lot of people to get the best opportunity in life that I had. My advice is don't quit. Follow your heart, you know, follow your dreams. And you know what they say, right? In every step of failure, it always leads you to victory. So the most important is hard work, be passionate about it, know what you want in life, and it's okay to try other things because you don't want to be stuck in a career that sometimes, you know, people tell you to do this because this is good. What's the most important part of achieving your dreams and career is to love what you do, right? Because by the end of the day, it doesn't feel like you're at work. It feels like it's fulfilling and satisfying. There's satisfaction in it. So it's all about passion and desire to help others. And it's not always about money. So the biggest accomplishment in life is usually helping other people. Because money come and go, but helping a lot of people, making a difference in their life is a big impact. So there you go. You're kind of like making a legacy.
The reason why I want this dream is because I really like entertaining people and working with other people and just having fun with them. I really like this because when I was younger, I always wanted my own TV show. I just wanted to be like on TV and be a host. And experiencing it here in Media Focus, being exposed to camera working, filming, and working with different people has just helped me build up self-confidence in myself because I was really shy back then and I wouldn't try anything new. But inside, there was like this voice that told me that, you know, you can do this, you can sing. And I just... I'm so blessed with this talent I have. I finally discovered what that talent was and what that dream I've been dreaming of. And that was being in a media field and being exposed to all sorts of different things like camera working, working with other people, script writing, or anything creative. And I really enjoyed doing that. And one day I would like to be a musician, maybe. A musician or interviewer would be great. But I know that this dream can change and it's just starting, so yeah. And you shouldn't give up easily. There's gonna be roadblocks, yes. It's gonna be tough, yes. And no one says it's gonna be easy to achieve that goal. You must be really filled with passion and ambition and just keep going at it and just keep dreaming big and don't let anyone step on your dreams saying, oh, you can't do this, oh, you can't do that, when really you can do it. And if anything is possible, just put your mind towards it and take it easy step by step. And yeah, work hard, but make sure you're having fun. make sure you're doing something that you like. Like whether it's being a musician, being a actress, being a news reporter, being a teacher, anything is possible. Just keep your mind towards it. Just work hard. And for sure you will make it. And just believe in yourself, because you'll never know where your dreams will take you. And don't stop dreaming, because dreams are never too late to be achieved. So basically, dreams don't really have an age. So it's never too late to achieve that one dream you had a long time ago, whether it's when you were younger, you grew up. You grew up with for me, growing up, I was really shy, and I didn't really think about my dream. I just like, well, my interest was, I wanted to be a doctor, and but like normally my dad normally videotapes me and my brother, my older brother, we used to dance to music and sing together, and yeah, I guess that really grew on me. And my family really loves doing a lot of karaoke, like dancing, anything related to, I guess, music. And that probably was probably the opening spot for me to persuade that dream that I didn't know I had the talent to actually sing, dance, and act. So that's probably basically how I developed my dream. So you know, my advice to anyone that really wants to achieve that dream is just keep dreaming big, and work hard at it, and do whatever it takes to get there. Like, if you have to go to school to get there, go to school, learn, graduate, and take baby steps first. And then you'll never know where you're gonna end up. Maybe you'll one day end up actually being on stage right there as like a musician, say. You're a musician, you're actually singing out there for your fans and singing in front of a large crowd. I know I would one day probably probably an interviewer or anyone in the anyone related to media field, like that's whether it's interviewing someone, newscasting, blogs, and journaling. I really love journaling also. I love writing. I own a lot of journals, and I write my own stories in my spare time. That's probably it. In order to achieve that goal and your dream, it's like climbing a ladder. So you start from the bottom and make yourself way to the top, and in the end it's all worth it. And just make sure you're doing it, that make sure you like what you're doing, make sure that you are passionate about it, because if you don't have a dream or career that you're not passionate about, it's not gonna work out, and you're not gonna be very happy with your life. The thing is, you should always be happy in your life, because you are doing what you love, and that's something nobody can tell you. You can't do it, because you can do it. And that's about it. I hope you keep dreaming and achieve your goal, whatever it is, and keep reaching for the top for your dreams, because dreams do come true. And it's never too late for a dream to be achieved or a goal to be achieved. I wanted to do this project because I thought that it would be interesting to do a radio document on dreams and how to achieve them and goals. And it's just my project of saying that it's a word of encouragement, meaning you can do anything if you just believe in yourself and reach for the top, reach for your goals, and work hard at it. And that's the reason why I made this project, because I really like to encourage other people to keep dreaming and achieving their goals, and in no time they'll be living up their dream into reality. This project was sponsored by the Regent Park Focus Youth Media Arts Center in partnership with TELUS Investment Community Program Fund.